Episode 1030, Are You Spending Your Time Wisely?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it is time for reflection. I've got a question for you. Are you spending your time wisely? It's one we're going to talk about. We're going to go deep. It's time and toilets. That's an interesting combination. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you spending your time wisely? Or are you treating it like pocket change, saving it maybe for a rainy day? Time can't be saved up. Only savored. You have this moment in time to be present. You know, when my days get packed with responsibilities and appointments and projects and activities, I have to be very careful not to lose what matters most in the ticking of the minutes. It's easy to get wrapped up in my agenda, leaving God's agenda for another day. But will another day arrive? The holidays are around the corner. I cannot believe it. We are basically 2.5 weeks away from Thanksgiving. And with holidays come distractions. My heart to yours, I don't want this year passing you by only leaving regrets or what ifs to ponder. Life is worth so much more. When you're created on purpose, God has given you a vision. And he's blessed you with many gifts. He wants you to be able to utilize those gifts. But sometimes in our own distractions, in our own agenda, we tend to leave a lot on the table. I don't want to leave heavenly stuff on my earthly table. I want to exhaust what God has given me, the blessings. And I know you do too. So right now, you know, for our family, we're going through some, you know, a major transition. We're moving. We've got, in fact, this weekend, I was packing up my son to move him to his apartment. That may not seem like a big deal, but it is considering this is his first time. And I think he's excited about it, but I think there's also some apprehension. And it's so sweet because I know to him, he's thinking time. He's like, Mom, I'm so young. I don't even think of myself as being old. But I'm realizing that I am getting older. And the older we get, time seems to move faster. So, you know, with our major transition and what's happening with our family, of course, time has been on my mind. So I'm really wanting you to reflect on this question. Are you spending your time wisely? Because we all have 24 hours in a day, but how are you spending it? And this is my realization. I tend to procrastinate for what matters most. Think about that. Sit on that. Chew on it. I tend to procrastinate for what matters most. Why? Well, because I've been successful my whole life working under pressure. I'm not saying I do it on purpose, but think about it. Why did they invent Cliff Notes for books? Because we cram for the test because that's what matters most? It's not all the words in between. It's what the words that we write on the test that counts. Are we living by the same application? Trying to just get in our Cliff Notes. Oh, wait. I got to go have my dinner date with my daughter. Or wait, I haven't gone out with my spouse in like 3 months. And it's almost Christmas. What was I thinking? And then all of a sudden you try to cram in time and you notice that time is not on your side because you've got all this other stuff and responsibilities. We kind of try to do life's Cliff Notes. We procrastinate for what matters most. But the older you get, the less time you have. Are you spending your time wisely? Now, remember I talked about toilets at the very beginning? Well, here you go. Maybe you're spending your time more on cleaning the toilets instead of diving into devotional time. Now, I know the toilets have to be cleaned. I get it. And if you don't do it, maybe your spouse is going to be upset. And if you don't do it, maybe you can't focus because you really like stuff in order and you want it cleaned. But if you don't allow God to work where he wants you planted, you too will grow mold and mildew. Yuck. Just think about it. Do you want to be the toilet? I don't think so. There is a time for everything. So how are you spending your time for everything? Life is complicated because we make it complicated. We fill it with things on our plate that really doesn't matter. We stuff it with meetings. We make appointments. Yes, I know we need to go to the doctors and take care of ourselves. We need to go visit the dentist. We need to take our kids. We need to get the shots. I get all of that. We've got to go to our jobs and we've got to have appointments. But for some reason, the more and more and more that we get so technology savvy, we get so, I've got to make sure I push my child to the front of the line so they have to be involved in absolutely everything. We tend to lose what matters most until all of a sudden there's a crisis. That crisis might be a relational issue. The marriage might be struggling. Maybe it's a health crisis, a financial crisis. Could be a job crisis. Why do we have to wait for a crisis to make a change to understand where our time should be spent? It's hard to really understand and fathom time because we can't hold it in our hands. It's not tangible. With the exception of that we see the sunrise and we then see the sunset. It gets light and it gets dark. And we tend to do our work in between the hours that we choose to rise and we choose to go to sleep. Here right now, daylight savings time ends. And woohoo, we fall back an hour, at least right here in North America. We get to gain an hour, yes. So that means I get more sleep. But does that really mean I get more time? Not necessarily, because on one side of the day, I lose an hour. On the other side of the day, I gain an hour. So actually what? It balances out. Kind of weird. And then if we really think about it and break it down, we're like, but wait, maybe that's not really true. Are you spending your time wisely? Are you spending your time wisely the way God wants you to spend your time? Are you leaving a lot of his blessings, his time on the table? I know I personally have been wrestling with this because, like I said, our family is going through a major transition. And I really try to be real and raw and honest with you all as to what's going on and how I search, because I take something that's very simplistic in life and I want to take it deeper because I believe God challenges us that way. God made life simple, but we tend to complicate it. Are you complicating your time? Are you complicating your commitments to how much time you give? Are you writing on your calendar 28 hours of time in a 24-hour period and you haven't even factored in sleep? There's a problem. So I want you to chew on this question. As you're fixing lunch and cooking dinner, maybe watching a game or two or having a family movie night, are you spending your time wisely or are you trying to live in life's cliff notes? I know what God would want you to do, and I know what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to take my time and work with what matters most and not to procrastinate that. Because what matters most should be my priority. It shouldn't get my leftover minutes. Think about that one. It's kind of hard, I know. And I got to say that it's probably not an easy answer as into, what's on the other side? Except for when you begin to look at it and you break it down, then you'll know where you can start, where maybe changes need to be made. Because remember, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.